Shalom Uvracha, we are continuing with Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, our divine dome of protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And opening statement says it all. Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, a person who positions himself and dwells with the concealed greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinon. Then he'll have the protection of the shadow of Hashem. And the way we do it, we saw Tzina B'Soichera Amitoy, the truth of the Torah is what protects us. This is one of the tools that Hashem gave us to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. This is why Limud HaTorah is so important. The Hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations, that's Hatzlocha in our war effort, it is essential to have a deep connection to the Torah, because that is the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by valuing our own learning, the learning of the people that are dedicating their lives to learning, to supporting them, all these show how much we appreciate the special nature of the keshe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're putting ourselves together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give nachas ruach when we learn his Torah, and we mechazik it. Today's psukim, we're going to focus on two more points. Yipel mitzitcha elov uruvovim miminecho eilecha lo yigosh. There'll be 1,000 on this side of you and 10,000 on the other side of you. They will not be able to approach you. You will have a protection that will distance them from you. Chazal say that the ability and the power that we have to cause all these forces, the tens and the 10,000s, to deflect them, to cause them not to approach us, is a koach of the mitzvahs. Every time a Jew does a mitzvah, it creates a certain malach, a certain spiritual power which protects him from averus and gives him a special siyata shemaya. The reason why there's 10,000 on the right hand, most people are righties. On the right side, they're doing more mitzvahs with the right hand. He's doing with his left hand. It doesn't make a difference. But this is something, a reality of the world. And we have to be mizboin and pay attention to the fact that every mitzvah we do is creating a protective force around us. That's what gives us peace of mind. At Baruch Hashem, we're doing our best, each one on his level, to do mitzvahs Hashem, to recognize every time we do a mitzvah, make a bracha, put a little bit more thought into the bracha, make it a powerful bracha that brings protection for us and those around us. Every mitzvah we do, every tefillah, every bracha, every Torah, every chesed, whatever it may be, all the different mitzvahs, it's not just a nice thing to do. It's not just something we get reward in Olam Haba, but it creates a spiritual entity that protects us and causes the evil not to be able to approach us. Beinecha taben means have a deeper look into life and you will see the downfall of the Rishoyim. This is also, it comes from that. If we live our lives with just external impressions and we get all shaken up from the power of the Rishoyim and how weak we are, that in itself, unfortunately, can give power to the Rishoyim. We give power to everything that exists in the world. If to me it's nothing, it has no value, and I know that the power of our Torah, our mitzvahs, which creates that connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, the most powerful, when I feel that, and then that weakens the power of the Rishoyim. It knocks them down and finishes them off. So these are the two points we're talking about today. The koich of the mitzvahs and the koich of giving everything its right proportions, its right values. And the more we mizboinen, tavit, we don't think it's not going to happen. We think of it, we don't have to be afraid of anything, because we're in Hashem's loving hands and Hashem is the most powerful. And that's the way he set up the world. Don't take the world just for its face value. Look what's underneath it. Every physical situation in our lives is an opportunity for spiritual growth, deepening the bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting us in that position of being the Yeshiva B'Seis HaElyon that Bezrat Hashem will have, the Shemira of Tzel Shakai.